Kevin Brady, out on the wrong side of the result today. What's your thoughts on the game? Level five times in that second half probably sums up a lot of it.
Aye, we're definitely, I suppose at half time we probably thought we were second best a bit, although 2 points is never too much to have to bring back, but certainly we made a great start. The start of the second half, went one up, could have maybe pushed further ahead. So definitely the first 10 minutes of the second half we were on top, and then sort of the momentum swung again back and forward, and it could have gone either way. You know, we were a point down there coming near the death, and we just got turned over up on that other end of the field, quite similar to the match against Glenn, but we just come out the wrong side of it. We can't blame him. He threw a lot of men, and they got an interception, went down and got the insurance score. So, you know, they're a good, big, strong, physical team, and just maybe that bit more experience that they have showed in the end.
Quite similar in the way he's played, or that's at least that's what it looked like from the outside looking in. So is that something you were conscious of coming into today?
Aye, well, they play a bit off the cuff too, you know, Clannair, and they're not afraid to kick the ball either. They maybe didn't kick it as much today as they have been in the Armagh Championship, but so it's hard to sort of plan for them, and they will just, as I say, play a bit sporadically and stuff. So you know, it is hard. I mean, there was a lot of good scores kicked today on both sides, probably a lot of wides, shorts too. We were guilty of that as well. So both teams were creating lots of chances, you know, so both attacks maybe on top a lot, you know.
I think it was an up twice by a point in that second half. You did touch on the fact that they turned you over a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Was that what separated the sides, or what was the difference for you?
Their physicality, perhaps, I thought, stood out a bit. You know, we have, you know, that's where we really missed Paddy McGrogan today. I thought he would have been made for that sort of a game, and we just needed another big strong man in there to help. You know, we've got a lot of nice wee, you know, good forwards, scoring forwards and so on, but sometimes you need big strong stoppers and so on, and good tacklers and that driving force in defence. So you know, certainly I think that's where he'll help us next year, you know.
Whenever he's got going, it was a wee bit like the county final, and as I says to a couple of people, he's just looked as if he's belonged. He's just wanted the ball, like McAteer and Conor Doherty and Mark Doherty, they just wanted to take people on. Mm-hmm. He's just really seemed to have grown into it over the championship.
We're not concerned at all about them freezing, you know. They're stepping up, and they constantly want the ball. Like we marked the Hardy there, as you say, like he ran himself to a standstill. He was completely knackered at the end, but yet we wanted to keep him on because we knew there might be one last play in him. There's lots to build on for next year. It's just a pity, you know, we didn't get a wee bit more experience in the Ulster Championship there today, but maybe hopefully what we did get will stand to us.
An unbelievable season. There's probably no other way of saying it. Obviously it doesn't feel like it right now, but I'm talking more generally here.
No, an unbelievable season. We never probably, like, you know, of course you sit down at the start of the year and you sort of, you want to be here. But, I mean, lots of teams think that or want that, and it doesn't work out for everybody. So just to be here is great. We got the boys back down to earth there, and I think that showed today. It wasn't a case of, you know, we were happy with our lot this year. We really did want to push on, and we just came out the wrong side of an entertaining tight match.
Finally, Kevin, it's probably a tricky enough question, but where do you feel the team grew most over the year?
Because
there's big strides made.
Just what you said there, like in the past, you know, whenever they come up against the so-called, you know, top three or four in Derry there, you know, in the real knockout stages of the championship, Newbridge in the last few years just have been found just that wee bit lacking in terms of being able to compete with them. But and this year just seemed as if once we got that confidence going, and now we don't have any concerns about that, because when you can come out here today and play against a team like that, you can play against anybody.